Sex trafficking is hard enough to talk about when discussing other countries. But here in Michigan, it's not a foreign concept. The first mutually inclusive program on WGVU started the conversation telling stories of two survivors. Here's one, Deborah Monroe.
My intentions were as I was going to run away with the fare. He took me to a home in Southfield. And in that home, there was other girls there. I think there was three other girls besides me, maybe even four. I want to say I was 13 up to 15 years old.
Monroe spent 20 years enslaved and was about 38 when she finally got a clean start. But getting girls out usually requires interventions from local police officers, like Grand Rapids Police Department Detective Jeff Bauma.
We had a case this past summer where we had a circumstance of a juvenile that was out on South Division. She was 13 years old, and our officers had contact with her, and there was a person with her, and that led to an investigation where this person was charged.
Sometimes, though, help comes from nonprofits like the Manasseh Project at Wedgwood Christian Services, who brings in professionals like clinician Ashley Anderson.
There's a couple of different things that are kind of the core of our treatment. One is being able to process the trauma that they've experienced. The other part is that we find a lot of times there's limited life skills.
Michigan Senator Judy Emmons participated in the conversation. She helped push over 20 bills around sex trafficking since she realized how big the problem really is. Her approach?
We needed to pursue legislation from the perspective of a survivor and what they needed, and then work from there.
For WGVU's Mutually Inclusive, I'm Mariano Avila.